Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in The Union Edge. Also, folks, go to our website, theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If you're local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together, and we appreciate it when you sign up for that because it's a lot of fun. But that's another story. Right now, we're talking with Terry the Teamster. Hooger Eye, the man, the myth, the mustache, the guy who, is out there every day defending democracy for all people in Grand Rapids. Terry, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Charles. It's always a privilege to be on. In 6 days, until there is no pain and we make the gain of Mark Schauer as the next governor of the great state of Michigan, and I cannot wait.
Terry, all I can say is, man, don't step on your cape. Step on your cape because, you know, you are a superhero in my book. That's, you know, because you're out there, you're getting people educated, you made sure that they were properly registered to vote, now you're turning out the vote. Dude, you're a superhero.
Well, I tell you what, we started at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We worked right through till midnight, and then we started once again at 6 a.m. this morning. And we are doing worksite visits, handing out our endorsed slate from Teamsters Local 406.
Mm-hmm.
And you would not believe, we had only maybe, out of the 1,200 people we talked to, maybe 10 of them that didn't want anything to do with what we were handing out. Everybody else is just tickled pink to get this information in their hands so they know how to vote this election.
Mm-hmm.
They have had it with Governor Snyder as a whole, and that goes for the Democrats as well as a lot of Republican folk out there right now. And that's just fantastic news to my ears, trust me.
Right.
We've been working, hammering, and pounding the message home to our members that we need elected officials to represent us as the working middle class and poor. And I tell you what, we're going to have it in the state of Michigan.
Terry, now tell me about this this tradition that goes on in Michigan. When you do a poll for one of the candidates and you don't get the results you like, you just poll more people until you do. Talk to me about that.
Yes, Mitchell Poll, which is basically a Republican polling place, did a poll on the governor's race. And they checked the results they got from that poll and didn't necessarily want to hand those results over to whoever requested this poll, which it was the Republican side. Unfortunately, what they did was, instead of releasing the poll, they went back, called a bunch more people to get the results they were looking for before they released the poll. So, in other words, I think you can take and read between the lines. I think they're starting to really realize that they are in trouble in this state.
I'm sorry, Terry. What was the final adjusted poll results? It was 112 to nothing or something like that, right? No.
Well, I really find it ironic because every poll that's done, they're always trying to say that Snyder is up by 5, he's up by 7. But yet he never moves off 47.
Yeah, Mark, Governor Snyder is going to win by 130%. There are no tanks behind me at the Baghdad airport.
There's no Democrats voting in this election.
Yes,
well,
they are all now Republicans.
I don't want to disappoint them like this. However, labor, as well as the coalitions that we have built through the Community Action Team, have been out there aggressively going against everything that our illustrious governor has done, from cutting the school funding to taxing of the pensions to taking away the earned income tax credit, for basically telling the person making $15,000 or less, I'm going to raise your state income tax and you're going to pay 1% more. and then the people at the top pay 1/1000th of a percent more, right on down the line. I mean, there are so many bills that these people have passed and he has signed that just fly right in the face of what elected officials are supposed to do for the working middle class and poor.
You know, Terry, I got to tell you, I had a conversation with one of my friends who is, well, with the building trades, but he's a lunch pail Republican, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a pretty staunch Republican. He's, you know, fiscal responsibility and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, he's a reasonable, rational guy. You could have the discussion. You could even tease back and forth a little bit. But he is at the point where it's like, I can't believe what they're saying. I mean, this is just, this is not Republicanism. What these the T-wackos are doing, it has nothing to do with being a Republican. It has nothing to do with fiscal responsibility. It has nothing to do with caring for, you know, the care and feeding of the population of this country and their well-being. He doesn't know what it is, but it ain't being a Republican, and he's miffed. He is really miffed.
Well, I've never seen the Republican Party swing so far in the state of Michigan as it has as a whole, and they're afraid. Basically, they're letting big money dictate what they're going to do and how they're going to do it for fear of being primaried in a race, and that's wrong. One should be able, as an elected official, to take a stand for the working middle class, and if they do come at you with a primary, that's not to say if you stood up and spoke on behalf of the working middle class and poor that Labor wouldn't endorse you as a candidate and get behind you and help you be successful in the next election cycle as well. It's a myth that they think that Labor only supports Democrats. That's nothing but a myth, as our drive campaign says it: Democrat, Republican, Independent. Whoever is going to speak on behalf of the working middle class, count us in. We'll support you. We'll endorse you. We'll get behind you and help you get elected. But if you're going to turn your backs on us, obviously we can't get behind people like that.
There you go. Hey, Terry, we need to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. And stick around for Jim Hightower.
The University of North Texas, known for its jazz school and sometimes for its mean green football team, might soon be known nationwide as FRACU. UNT, where I went to college back in the Paleocene epoch, and the good people of the surrounding city of Denton, just 30 miles north of Dallas, are at the center of an epical fight between big oil frackers and common sense citizens. Unbeknownst to nearly all Dentonites until recently, they sit atop the Barnett Shale Field, a deposit of natural gas locked thousands of feet underground in ancient rock. Suddenly, the city was invaded by Shell Oil and other profiteers drilling deep wells to frack that rock, literally shattering it with a high-pressure slurry of water, sand, and a witch's brew of toxic chemicals. Fracking rigs popped up next to schools, homes, and even on campus, generating waves of pollution, a constant roar, and the rumble of hundreds of heavy trucks through neighborhoods. People got the mess, corporations got the profit, and foreign nations are getting the energy. So, Rebellion, a gutsy and savvy group of hundreds of grassroots Dentonites, led by the likes of a home care nurse, a UNT philosophy professor, and a jazz drummer, has proposed a city ban on future fracking, and they stunned the arrogant, aloof fracker club by getting the proposal on the November 4th ballot. Of course, the industry powers are now rolling out their usual politicking arsenal of big money, lies, fake economic reports, and slander, accusing the grassroots people of being wacko and even terrorists. This is Jim Hightower saying, but nothing's more wacko than letting corporate giants plunder our environment, threaten our health, and frack our democratic right to govern our local communities. To follow and help the people's fight in Denton, go to www.frackfreedenton.com. Frackfreedenton.com.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. Joining us now by phone, we have Terry Hoogerhide. Welcome back, Terry. Maybe not. Terry, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
We lost you there. You were drinking coffee or something.
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, so I'm just scrolling through some things on the internet here,
mm-hmm.
and they got a picture.
The Google box?
Yes, they have a picture and a caption that says, Rick Snyder and Terry Lynn Land racing to make sure their corporate donors finish first. And they have, like, racing uniforms on that say CMS Energy, DTE Energy, Dow, Hayworth, AltaCore, Amway, Coke.
You know what's so funny about that is the Koch brothers are actually running commercials here in Pennsylvania trying to soften their image, talking about the hundreds of thousands of jobs they create every year and talking about, you know, we do this, we do that, we do the other thing, we're nice people, so on and so forth. We came into Pennsylvania, we met with your House and your Senate, and we tossed money up and down the aisles. No, they didn't say that in the commercial, but, you know, they you know. But
it is a shame. We had a long talk with one of our members when we were out handbilling last night about the fact of what's gone wrong in politics. And like we told them, the only way to change anything going on right now is to perhaps change the way you voted 4 years ago in an off-year election. And he definitely agreed with us. As I said, we are getting a lot of people that I know are staunch Republicans that are not going to vote for this governor again. You can only beat the stump so long before you just got to eradicate it and remove it. So this is what we are all focused and working on. I was talking to my friends down in Kalamazoo today, and they're working just as hard as what we are in this area as well. Everything is looking good, even up as far north as Iron Mountain, which you can't get much further conservative than that area. And they ran an ad in the Iron Mountain Daily News, and it said, what do you call a state official? And we're talking about Bill Schuette, our illustrious Attorney General. What do you call a state official who files a lawsuit to deny residents federal tax credits for health care? A destructive radical.
Mm-hmm.
This is the type of caliber of people we are dealing with in Michigan.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, Terry, here in Pennsylvania, our governor has not allowed the state to go forward with the ACA. Okay, and there's a lot of people here in the state of Pennsylvania who literally don't have any health care coverage. Because of that, it all ends up on the taxpayers. The long and short, in addition to that, if the ACA was allowed to be propagated here in the state of Pennsylvania, we would pick up an additional 45,000 jobs. 45,000 jobs. We're talking doctors, nurses, med techs, so on and so forth. These are not jobs. These are that should be sneezed at. They're good paying jobs, they're professional jobs, and quite frankly, they would be welcome. If I walked up to the governor and said, "Hey, I got this factory I want to plant down in southwestern Pennsylvania, and I want to employ 45,000 people," governor would fall all over himself.
Yeah.
But because this comes from the federal government, because this comes from the president, because this comes secondarily from the Democrats, first it came from the Republicans. I mean, you know, the Heritage Foundation came up with this idea. We can't do that. We can't have anything to do with it. We want that to fail. We want all those people who have health care coverage now to lose their health care coverage so we can blame President Obama. It's just like, hey, gas prices are going down in this country. Gas prices are going down. I don't know what you guys are paying. Over in Ohio, they're paying like $2.80 a gallon. We're paying about 40 cents more. Oh, by the way, that's all tax. But gas prices are going down. And people are still blaming the president. Oh, it's Obama's fault gas prices are going down. You know what that's going to do to the economy? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
My God, they fixed the roads. How could that horrible person do that?
Well, you know, we're all at the tip of the iceberg, and all of us have a big decision to make for 2014. And that is, have you had enough? Have you seen enough? Did the elected officials that we put in office, regardless of their prospective party affiliation, did they do the job they were hired to do? Because they work for us. We don't work for them. They don't work for a corporation. They work for us, period. That's all there is to it. And people have to do their gut check, put a few issues aside, and vote for their own best interest as well as the working middle class and their own families.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get real about politics. And let's get this thing moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think Cecil Roberts said it best. Vote your job, lobby your hobby. The NRA is running around telling everybody, vote your gun so you can rob a bank later. But, I'm saying,
yep.
Vote your job. There you go.
I don't know if you've seen Stephen Colbert's report or quote that he has up now.
No, not recently.
If poor people want food stamps, they should become massive corporations.
There you go. There you go. Terry, we got to get going, brother. We appreciate your time. And 6 days. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Stick around for Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. A suspected uranium hexafluoride leak at a Metropolis, Illinois Honeywell uranium conversion plant has sparked a call by the United Steelworkers for an investigation. Honeywell has locked out the USW workers with the skill, experience, and knowledge to run the plant. Workers like local union spokesman John Paul Smith.
Experience matters. You have any experienced team running a nuclear facility right now. You know, people with decades of experience responding to emergencies are on the outside of the plant looking in.
Smith says the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is too cozy with the companies it regulates. When the uranium hexafluoride leaked at the plant, the gas was visible to onlookers, even as the company and the NRC told a different story.
We watch citizens call 911, and those calls basically get ignored because Honeywell, the company, and the NRC was saying that it was under control and it was in-house. People were out there watching the cloud of these facilities. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission that regulates nuclear sites in our country is not funded by the federal government. It's a government agency, but it's not funded by the federal government. It's funded by the licensees, by the sites they regulate. So Honeywell pays the NRC to regulate them. And a lot of people that are on the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, many people end up taking jobs in the industry.
USW Local 7669 will hold another bargaining session with Honeywell November 17th in an effort to reach an agreement and end the lockout. Verdi Union Amazon workers in Germany are striking in 5 locations. The strikes end today. The workers are struggling with Amazon over wages and working conditions. The workers want higher pay to bring them in line with collective bargaining agreements throughout the retail and mail order industry in Germany. Amazon is so far rejecting the demand. Amazon employs some 9,000 German distribution workers. United Auto Workers members at Local 2387 in Lebanon, Ohio, voted to accept a contract deal ending a long lockout. The vote ratifying the contract proposal was reportedly by just 13 votes. The workers have been locked out since June, twice before they rejected proposed deals. Concessions were part of the contract, no more company matches for 401ks, and higher health insurance premiums. But a proposed wage cut was rejected. By November 3rd, the workers are all expected to be back at work. Wisconsin Jobs Now is suing Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker over the minimum wage. The group found an old state law that requires that the minimum wage in Wisconsin be no less than the living wage. It's currently $7.25 an hour. A group of workers filed a complaint under the law, but Wisconsin Jobs Now says Walker's quick rejection of the complaint, with no real investigation, is in itself a violation of the law. Walker is calling the suit a cheap political stunt. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.